Have Christians been misreading the Bible? This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. The Supreme Court's Hobby Lobby decision to let corporations impose religious beliefs on employees has gay rights groups worried. Worried that companies will be free to cite their belief in the Bible as a reason to fire gay employees who go public by getting married. But suppose it turns out the Bible says no such thing.
And I love Jesus, but that doesn't mean that I need to hate myself.
Matthew Vines is the author of the Amazon bestseller God and the Gay Christian. He quit Harvard to spend 2 years researching the Bible's passages on homosexuality, all six of them. His 2012 presentation on YouTube is now approaching 750,000 views. And here's his take on a quote from the Apostle Paul.
It is better to marry than to burn with passion, he says. And so if the remedy against sexual sin for straight Christians is marriage, why should the remedy for gay Christians not be the same?
He also points out that any Bible translation using the word homosexual cannot be considered literal, for one simple reason.
Neither Greek, the language of the New Testament, nor Hebrew, the language of the Old Testament, had a word that means or corresponds to the English word for gay.
Politico.com reports that Vine's arguments have some evangelical Christians rethinking their opposition to gay marriage. At the very least, maybe the next time the Supreme Court gets a corporate religious freedom case, instead of just accepting the claim that it's in the Bible, the justices might ask the company, where exactly? Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.